The first pair of Smart Train cars actually rolled into Sonoma County quietly last week, well ahead of their official unveiling. But their arrival has been eagerly anticipated by, among others, Deb Fudge, the Windsor Town Council member who's also spent 10 years as a Smart director.
We signed the contract for these rail cars in December of 2010. They're really special cars. They were designed by Smart. They don't exist anywhere else. We made them specific to the needs here. They're going to hold bikes. There's a restroom in one car, and then the next car will have a little wine bar, coffee bar. There's Wi-Fi. The colors are really modern, and the outside of the train is green. They're just beautiful.
In the weeks ahead, the two-car pair, which will be a typical train, will be increasingly visible on the tracks between Santa Rosa and San Rafael, both for testing purposes and, Fudge notes, for public viewing opportunities.
When they actually see the rail cars, I think the excitement that's been bottled up is just going to explode. The first two cars, we are going to take them to each city. I think Nevada was first, but we're going to advertise city by city when the train cars will be there at the station so that people can come see them up close and personal.
That mobility, adds Smart spokesman Matt Stevens, is a reflection of the considerable progress that has been made on upgrading the tracks since work began not quite 3 years ago.
We've actually built 40 of 43 miles of track. We're working on the last 3 miles as we speak. We've gotten 48 out of 49 bridges or trestles rebuilt. Of course, the big bridge is what we're working on now, which is the Haystack Bridge in Petaluma. And then, of course, the trains have been under manufacture for about 2 years as well.
Those last 3 miles are in Petaluma and include replacing the Haystack Bridge. But there is more to be done beyond that. Another three-mile section from San Rafael to Larkspur Landing is nearly ready for construction, and there is $20 million set aside to fund that work in the new federal budget.
Whenever the federal budget passes, then we will have the money to actually build to Larkspur. And we've already got the engineering and the environmental work almost completed, so we would be ready for construction. My guess is that Larkspur would open probably in 2017.
But it will take a whole lot more money, about $174 million, to ultimately extend the rail route all the way to Cloverdale. Stevens breaks it down.
To get to Windsor, which is probably the next logical extension, is about $27 million. The Healdsburg extension is about another $46 million. And, of course, there's a pretty large ticket item there with the Healdsburg Bridge over the Russian River. And then the Cloverdale extension is another $61 million. And that's just a lot of track you have to rebuild. And then, of course, there's the bicycle pedestrian pathway system that we're dedicated to getting completed as well. And that's about another $40 million.
But, Fudge explains, Smart is still planning to aid North County commuters in the meantime.
So if you're in Cloverdale, you can get on a bus at the Cloverdale train station for the same price as what your train ticket would be. A bus will take you directly to the Healdsburg train station, to the Windsor train station to pick up people, and then to the airport station and drop you off to catch the train. And the buses will be designed to meet the trains. So it's sort of a direct shuttle.
If regular train service begins as planned toward the end of next year, it will come just 8 years after North Bay voters approved Measure Q to fund the project. I'm Bruce Robinson. For KRCB's North Bay Report.